We hear the trading business. I must just mute.
Why? Wait,
King, can you mute them or mute them, please? Was I busy fighting?
Yes, I muted them.
Good morning, King. Hello, Eno.
Good morning, Honorable April.
Morning, Honorable April. Hoe gaan met jou?
All right, man. Good morning, all the honorable members. I am here reporting for duty.
Good morning, Reverend.
Did you polish your boots this morning?
Are you speaking to me, Eno?
Yes, Honorable. Yes, Honorable April. Because normally when you report to duty, you come with clean boots.
Yes, and I've got my bow tie on.
Now you look professional, my man. Now you look professional.
Hello, my mother, my chair.
Hello, my son. How are you? Compliment for the new season.
Compliments. I miss you so much. I wish I can see you. I just want to give you a hug and a chocolate.
You will see me, my son. Let's pray that this pandemic must just die completely.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that we'll go back to normal.
Hey, I'm praying for that.
Yeah.
I won't open my video. I'll just be in the meeting, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
But Jay, what will be normal? Because after Parliament, the fire in Parliament, nothing can be normal again. Even if the virus die, nothing will be ever normal again in politicians' life.
I will pray God. God knows our destiny. He knows the sufferings of this country. He will help us to move forward. The biggest enemy now is the pandemic because it is disrupting us economically. But once it dies, we'll continue working, even under difficult situation. We'll work.
Morning, Chairperson.
Morning.
How are you?
Comrade Horse.
Hi, my son, April.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Hey, I think everybody, it's okay.
Yeah.
Kruger, how are you in Mpumalanga?
Yes. Sorry. No, Mpumalanga is, good as normal. Witbank is dirty as normal, air pollution. But apart from that, life is a song.
Yeah, it must be like that.
Jay Person?
Yes, yes, brother.
According to the agenda, we're supposed to start 9:30.
Yeah, I'm waiting for King to give me signal. I logged in before 9:30. I think it was 9:05. So King must just indicate whether we do have, because of network problems, I said he must check members who are available so that we can start. We've got a short agenda here so that we prepare ourselves for the afternoon session proper.
Chairperson?
Yes.
I think members, they do form a quorum. We can start the meeting and those the invitees, they are also in the platform.
Mm.
I think we can start. Maybe okay. Other members will join us on while we're on.
Thank you, Braking. Good morning, honorable members. We've got the agenda before us. The first item is opening.
Welcome. Recording in progress.
And the purpose of the meeting. The purpose of the meeting is to consider and adopt the 2022 first term committee program, because we can't move without the adoption by the committee. Let me take this opportunity and welcome everyone, and also appreciate that God has saved us. It was a very difficult year, 2021, believing that 2022 will move with its problems. But we believe that the existence of us all rely in the hands of our Lord. So compliment to everyone for the new season. Let's join hands and work harder. We must remember our mandate from our constituency, that we are here to serve them and to work hard to make sure that we build this country moving forward. So I won't take long, as I've indicated that the agenda is too short, and I would like us to engage on these items. Another issue which we will deliberate on is the petition. And Honorable Kruger is the one who brought that particular petition. We'll also give him chance. But can indicate is that according to the rules, once the chairperson forward something to the portfolio committee will have to look at it and advise properly. So without any waste of time, let me say this meeting is officially open and you're warmly welcome. We'll now zoom to the next item, which is apologies. Do you have any apology, King?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. And good morning, the delegation from IFT companies. Chairperson, the only apology that I have received, it was just an apology from the office of the GM. And then normally they do participate in our meetings, so they just extended their apology, saying that GM is not available, is attending other meetings. So, and then secondly, when checking on the members that have been joined, who accepted the invitation, Miss Honorable from that Northwest, just forgotten him, as indicated, maybe she might join. But then on the platform, Chair, we are having Honorable Kruger, we're having Honorable Jacobs, we're having Honorable Mieni, we're having Honorable Inkosi Luthuli, we're having Honorable Zungula, we're having Honorable De Villiers, we're having Honorable Lubengo, and also Honorable April. So those are the members that I've identified. If I've missed someone who's a member, I would request that he or she indicates. So that's all from me, Chairperson.
Thank you. We're noting the apologies from the DM. our understanding is that we're still busy with the debate. And secondly, as the portfolio committee, is our obligation to make sure that whatever is going to transpire this first term needs to be adopted by the committee. That is a rule. So the presence of the, you are saying IFP, IFT companies is highly appreciated so that we can clarify some of the things as the portfolio committee. So we'll move to the next item, which is adoption of the agenda. Can I have a mover from honorable members?
Jay, just before we move for the adoption, I think it's proper if we just discussed in one of our committee meetings, and we can ask King to make space for us. And I think it must be, this committee meeting must just be dedicated to that, is the implications of the president's state of the nation, because he spent quite a long time on small business, businesses of South Africa. And I think it got, there's a lot of implications for this committee and how, and change our mandate and everything. So I will request that we just dedicate a whole committee meeting so that we can discuss in a committee environment the implications of the president's Sona speech. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. According to the procedure, the department will come and present to the portfolio committee, and then we'll take it from there. I agree with you. There are a lot of issues. And I'm happy because as the portfolio committee, the interest of small business is in our hearts. And then we'll have to discuss, since we're the one who should monitor even the department to implement such a proposal, including bills, etc. So I agree with you 100%, Honorable Cook. So I believe our officials are listening to. You may even take a bite outside this meeting with them. But it's one of those issues because our role is to monitor the department based on the on the SONA and the budget speech by the treasurer. I agree with you 100%. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Then I propose the agenda as presented by the Secretary.
Thank you. Any seconder, honorable members, honorable Kruger, proposed.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, honorable Jacobs, seconds. Thank you so much. Let's now zoom to the items. The first one is consideration and adoption of the 2022 first term committee program. I will invite our officials to present the program to us. King. You look nice, Honorable Jacobs. Nice and fresh.
Thank you, Chair.
I appreciate you are representing us very, very well. King.
Thank you, Chairperson. I believe the program members did receive the program, which was part of the documents that were sent to members for the meeting. And then for considering it now, I've screened it, Chair. I believe it is visible.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Chairperson, you will remember this is the proposed program of the portfolio committee for the first term 2022. Then initially from the parliament program, it scheduled the members training between the 25th and the 9th of February. However, that training was canceled after the fire took place in parliament and it was changed to committees. Then on Thursday, Chair, there was a State of Nation address by the President, which was a joint sitting. And then today, which is the 16th of February, is the first meeting of the committee where we are going to adopt the, we consider this program and consider the minutes and well as get the briefing from the IFT companies, which had lodged a petition via Honorable Kruger. So then on the 23rd, our next meeting will be on the 23rd of February. Sorry. Sorry, Chair. On the 23rd of February, responding, it also touches on what Mr. Kruger has just talked about. We had already put that in the program whereby from the research unit we'll be getting a briefing or a sort of capacity building drawn from the SONA. So there'll be a thematic perspective that we extracted from SONA, which has got anything to do with small business development. So it will be part of capacity building the members and also indicating what has been drawn, which has got an implication to the small business and then also be impacting on the committee. Then on the 2nd of March, we'll also be getting now the briefing from the department to come and brief the committee on what is it, the analysis and what is it that they've extracted from the SONA for which is relevant or directed to small business development. Then on the 9th of March, we'll also be having a briefing or a capacity building also, which will be more on trying to find out on what impacts. We have received the reports from the Office of the House Chairperson last year, and then we've been told that whatever has been referred to the committee has to deliberate on them. So we've got this research report from the Commission for Gender Equality and also the report from the Auditor General on the Financial Management of Governance COVID-19 initiative. So now, since it was referred to the committee has to consider those reports. If ever there's anything that they want to do with them, then they will indicate. So what I'm trying to say, this has been something that we didn't understand, but after getting information from the office of the speaker through the ISD, they were told that the committee has to report on these reports that they had referred to them. So once we're done with them, then we'll be having a one-day seminar whereby we'll be engaging stakeholders. What we have identified and discussed in the management was the competition commission to indicate to the committee on its mandate, scope of work for SMMEs in general, and specific market inquiries and access that has been coming from the legislation. Then on the 23rd of March, then we'll be getting the quarter three performance report 2021-2022 from the department and its agencies. And then the week of the 29th March to the 1st of April, according to the parliamentary program, it has been set aside for committees and oversight visit. So now we've put this in the program with thinking the committee could do an oversight, so which is can be discussed and get the directive from the committee. So we've said it's either it could be virtual or it could be physical. So I'll just request Mr. Kumete to clarify on the oversight visit and also on the question of the and Ms. Nwabisa on the question of the seminar where we'll be engaging the stakeholders, just to clarify for members through you, Chairperson.
Okay, let it be done. Gumede.
Hi, Braking, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
I'm still struggling with my app here. Morning, Chairperson, morning, honorable members. Compliments of the new year. This being our first meeting. Chair, we had a brief discussion yesterday after the Menko, where I was indicating that there is a view from Parliament leadership that oversights can now take place physically. So the view, honorable members, was to say we've got two options. One option would be to do provinces that this portfolio committee has never done in the past, which is Northern Cape and Northwest. The second option would be to do the monitoring and evaluation in the two provinces that we did last year in KZN and Gauteng, particularly in those small businesses that were affected by the unrest. Chair, the second option was more appealing because there is one challenge that we are experiencing as the secretariat. We have also escalated this matter to our seniors to indicate that with the advent of the POPI Act, the department is unable to give us the names or the companies or the SMMEs that are benefiting from the products and services that are being offered by the portfolio, which is CIFA CIDA in the department. And as a result, there is we are struggling to do oversight on those SMMEs simply because we don't know who they are. The department has not given us that information due to the advent of the POPI Act. Legally, we are consulting with the with Parliament to see how best we can handle this particular matter. So in conclusion, Chairperson, our recommendation was we do the monitoring and evaluation in the small businesses that we visited last year in the province of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Let me stop there, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Mavis.
Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, Chairperson, and compliments of the new year, if it's still a new year. I am fully covered by the content advisor. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you.
Chairperson?
Yes.
As it has been, so as the secretariat, we are presenting this first term committee program, and we hope that members will deliberate and then adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brakin. Honorable members, here we are. As I've indicated, that we can't move with the she has not been adopted by honorable members in terms of rule. Can I get comments from honorable members so that we adopt the program as presented to us? You will assist me to identify hands.
Bracket. Yes, there's a hand from Ms. Honorable de Villiers and the hand from Honorable Jacobs.
Okay. Thank you. Honorable de Villiers, can we hear your input?
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the committee, and welcome back to the new year. I look forward to working with all of you again.
I would just like to briefly state that, firstly, I support the program as presented to us. I don't see any issues with it. Secondly, I support the notion that we go back to KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng and follow up on the businesses that we visited after the KwaZulu-Natal and the Gauteng riots. Thirdly, I really do support that we must receive a list of businesses that have benefited from the COVID relief funding, that we can do oversight on who those businesses are, how they are doing at the moment, and to perform our oversight function properly over the department who actually gave those approved all those funds that went to those small businesses. So I really must insist that we must receive an accurate list of every single small business beneficiary that got COVID relief funding so that we can do oversight over it. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable de Villiers. Bearing in mind that we need to have a way on how do we convince them to give us information as outlined by our Secretariat on the issue of OPI Act. Thank you so much. Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning again, once again, to my fellow members and everybody. I also want to broadly support the program for this first quarter. I think the year started out quite significant, and we're at the state of the nation. There's many things that the president has announced that has implications for small business and informal business. So I'm glad that the SONA stuff will be covered. Also the budget processes. I think we've covered the Competition Commission. I think the rationale for the Competition Commission is to ensure that the Competition Commission helps us understand if big business, the retail companies are actually localizing or ensuring that there is supply development at the local level. They made a joke in the State of the Nation about the suits and that the president is wearing South African, especially local-based, Cape Town-based suits and shoes. But I think that is where we want to go. We want South Africans to buy South African, and we want to ensure that our jobs get protected. So it might be small for some, but it's actually important that we keep local industries thriving. So I think that's a key thing. Chair, the one thing that I want maybe and the officials can think about is we have a looming deadline of merging with the entities. I think there was a deadline gazetted, and I stand to be corrected, that the deadline for integration of CEDA, CEFA, and the Cooperative Development Agency is, I think, the 31st of March or 1st of April. If memory serves me right, and if I'm correct, then we need to get a merger framework from the department. So I'm not sure where is it going to be accommodated. I think that's going to be critical. Maybe officials can just help me if it can be accommodated, but I'd want it to be inserted very timely so that we keep the department accountable for their merger framework. And if there is some challenges, I think it's better for us to know in advance than to wait and the deadline come and go. So that's the one addition that I'd like to see being accommodated in the program. And secondly, Chair, it is the legislation. After all, this portfolio committee is responsible for providing an enabling legislative framework. Yes, there is now a new expert for red tape reduction in the presidency. And also we know that the department is also busy with a small business or business act. So I think we just need to get a discussion by this portfolio committee on the legislative framework for small business. We also know that the township bills of KZN and Gauteng is thriving. So the point I'm making is those two submissions is the merger discussion and also the legislative framework for small business. If the officials can accommodate those two topics for us in the first quarter, I would support this program. And then just lastly, on the oversight chair, I think we actually need to investigate the role of private sector support and government sector support in this last period of COVID relief. When the riots happened in July, I know that there was state and non-state actors. I think some NGOs also helped with small business and informal traders. But I think we should try to make a hybrid mix. I know we must get accountability for KZN and Gauteng, but please let us not forget these smaller provinces because we need to put the spotlight. Did the department work? Did we make impact in our rural provinces? And was the money allocated to the beneficiaries? And we'd like to hear good news stories, Chair. So I know the Poppy Act is a problem for us, but I'd like to actually hear where our government is actually working and money has gone to rightful people and they have employed it in a rightful way and a success story. So let's see how we can work around the Poppy Act. But we as this portfolio, certainly, whether live or online, we must engage with the beneficiaries of the good work that our national government is doing. Sorry for taking long, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it is assisting. I believe to assist our secretariat, the department will come and brief us on their plan based on the SONA address. So if maybe we can highlight to them that we're expecting this and this on that particular date, because we can't have a slot only for that, but it should be included to all issues which they will come and brief the committee, because it's our role to do oversight on what they are going to present. I believe they have captured you well, and I also understand what you are saying. Were these the only two hands? Chair, asking?
There's a late hand from Honorable Mathulelo.
Okay. Honorable Mathulelo, the stage is yours. You're welcome. Honorable Mathulelo. Honorable Mathulelo, can you speak, please?
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to honorable members of the committee. My concern about the program or whatever we do, since the president has raised a vote of no confidence of our minister. So I think my recommendation is whoever the president is giving the role of our minister must be part of our committee meetings, so that we must not come here with our minister and draft our program, then they come with a different approach. I think it's important that they also be invited in our meetings, those ones who are preferred to do some of the, our or some of the roles played by the Minister of the Small Businesses. I suggest they must be part of the meetings. They must be part of whatever, because now we are going to adopt this program. We're not sure now, ever since the president has spoken like that, this program that we are adopting here is not going to be is not going to be affected with whatever is going to be done by the other side of the committee of the president that is or the special program that is going to be done by those who are preferred by the president. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. King, do we have any other hand?
No, Chair, it was the last hand from Honorable Mathulelo.
I take that the program has been considered and it has been adopted with the additions which honorable members has added. And we now move to the next item, which is a consideration and adoption of minutes. King, can you take us?
Chairperson, may through you, may we do the minutes after the presentation so that we cannot hold them? Can we make it the last item?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Go back to the agenda so that I can see what is next. Are you struggling?
Yes, sir. So, Chairperson, it was after the consideration of the first term, then the briefing on the petition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will now invite IFT delegation just to brief us on this matter.
I'm Chair, can I just introduce them and then they can carry on with their presentation?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Chair, and thank you, colleagues. This is just a demonstration again of two principles that's very close to my heart. The one is that a big business is bullying small business. And they do whatever they want to do with small businesses. You know, when small business have a problem with a contract with big business, they just remove that small business and do whatever they want. You know, they don't pay them in time. They handle them as if they're not important. So this is a classical case of Telkom bullying this small business. But Evelyn will give us more information on that. Secondly, Madam Chair, the next principle is that the department failed us in bringing the small business bill to Parliament. Because if the ombudsman was in place already, we shouldn't have waited this long. Because if you look at the dates of the petition, you will know how long is the small business suffering under Telkom. But if the small business ombudsman bill was in place, and it was a small business ombudsman, they could have gone to the ombudsman will solve this problem, and the business can carry on doing what they do best, and that is doing business and create jobs. So, but this is what I want to say. And with that, I want to introduce Evelyn. Evelyn will introduce her team, and she will give us background on the problem. And then, of course, most probably we'll ask her to give us proposed ways forward, and then we can discuss the matter. I thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for the opportunity for listening to a small business.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Let me now invite Evelyn, according to her request, to brief us.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
I'm Evelyn Smith from Sudan Projects and Services, and companies that are joining us today is Mzansi Broadband, and ICSS Telecommunications, and Follow Electricals. And today I would like to introduce you to my journey as an SMME contractor to Telkom OpenServe. I will start by explaining how the contract came about, how we got onto this contract, and everything that goes with this contract. Okay. OpenServe Telkom called upon ex-Telkom employees to be part of an initiative under Future Makers Development Program in 2016. And we were called the IFTs, it's Independent Field Technicians. This initiative was explained to us by Telkom to help empower small black businesses, to grow small black businesses, to create employment, transfer skills and experience for youth empowerment. These were skilled technicians with years of experience, but were then unemployed due to retrenchment in voluntary packages, etc. And also this participants in this programs have been unemployed for quite some time with no income to fend for their families and came from disadvantaged communities. Some of us had no money and some of us had money when we entered this program. And so we invested all our savings, study policies of our children. We made loans just to make this opportunity a success. And furthermore, Telkom promised to assist with resources such as vehicles, tools, financial and non-financial assistance. We also signed a beneficiary agreement with Telkom that I will enter into a later stage during this discussion. Okay, I'm going to tell you how this how we started on this program. Telkom orchestrated it started with an onboarding process. And Telkom orchestrated this onboarding process. And the onboarding required a few resources, like vehicles, tools, and material, technicians, cash flow, office equipment, training. Okay. I'm going to start with the vehicles. Telkom unilaterally negotiated vehicles on behalf of the IFTs. We were not involved in this process. And what happened here, we had to pay vehicles for up to 8,000 rand per month. And there's other companies, leasing companies that offer the same vehicles for half the price. So that's for the vehicles in Telkom. And then Telkom gave us some tools. I'm just going to simplify this for you. I had 8 technicians. And Telkom gave tools for 4 technicians. And the additional I had to buy, it was at my own cost. I had to pay for the additional tools and everything that was additional, I had to pay for it. And then we had to start. We had to commence duty. So now everything is in order, the vehicles, the tools, the technicians. Okay, now we had to start. Okay, on the day of starting, our first day of starting, we couldn't start due to a problem in Telkom. There was something wrong with my vendor number. And now I'm sitting with the vehicles that Telkom arranged. And it's 8,000 rand per vehicle. 3 weeks went by. I still haven't started. And I incur losses. There's expenditure running. I have to pay the vehicles. Okay, after 3 weeks, I started. But now I'm sitting with 8,000 rent times 4 that I had to pay for that month. Okay, I started in November. In November, I didn't get any payment. December came, no payment. I only received a payment in January. Now, for these other 2 months, I had to pay salaries. I had to put in fuel and all other additional extras that I had to, it was all other expenditures, I had to pay out of my pocket. So I had to borrow money. Most of my savings, all my savings now are depleted. It's gone. I don't have a cent anymore. My children couldn't go to university because I invested their university, their study policies into this business. Okay, I received payment, and for a while, jobs were good because we were promised that each technician will receive 4 jobs for the day. Okay, for a few months, it was okay. And then it started rocky. The trouble started now. They keep jobs from us and forgetting the fact that we have to pay, we have expenditures. We have to pay salaries, we have to pay vehicles. And we confronted Telkom, I approached Telkom. Telkom say no, there's nothing they can do. So I tried to resolve this problem for years now with no success. I started with Ben Van Sail, with Mr. Ben Van Sail. At that time, he was a CEO of procurement. Sorry for that. Okay, I met with Mr. Ben Van Sail in 2018. And I've raised my issues with Mr. Ben Van Sail, telling him that about my expenditure. But there's no profit. And the expenditure is just incurring.
Sorry, Ma'am Chair. Ma'am Che, I'm very sorry to interrupt, but I got a feeling that Evelyn have a presentation and we don't see her presentation. I just want to make sure that is not the case because there's no presentation on my screen. And so I'm just asking through you, Che, if she have a presentation that she busy presenting or is she just present? Thank you, Che.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Evelyn, can you be able to?
No, I'm
to scroll your presentation on the screen. Maybe they give you powers to be a co-host. If it is not possible, it is not possible. I will allow you to proceed because I would request our officials to assist us after your presentation. Do you have it?
No, I'm just presenting now, but I have a summary that I have sent to Mr. King, and then I also sent some reports, including photos, in order for everybody to have a better understanding.
No problem. It's good even when you explain because we're getting clarity on how you are struggling. Mr. Kruger, let's allow her to proceed the way she has started. And then,
thank you, Jay.
Okay, I'm still the issue of how I struggle. Yeah, and I would like also like to bring to your attention that the pain, the suffering, and disappointment. I would like you to know that Telkom stripped me to nakedness. To such a point where they had the bank wanted to repossess my house, wanted to take my house. My vehicles were repossessed. I was left penniless. You know what? There's not even words that can explain what we went through. But nonetheless, I will carry on just for you to have a better understanding to see where everything, how it came about.
And okay, proceed, Evelyn. Proceed.
Okay, I think the last issue was with the meeting with the CEO for Telkom. Mr. Ben van Sail, I had a meeting with him after so many requests, trying somebody to just understand the situation and look into the matter and just help me to get out of this misery. So I met with Mr. Ben van Sail, and Mr. Ben van Sail was very arrogant. What his word was is, I have nothing to do with. I told him that we're not making any profits because we don't have get any call out fees, nothing. I will go into that later on with regards to that. And he said to me, I have nothing to do. It's your profit. It's none of my business. And then he also said, I showed him proof of how City Power is going about with their contractors. They give him a call out fee. So I gave him all the proof. He said to me, this is not City Power. This is Telkom. And I'm not going to do that. You will see how you will make a profit out of this. So that was my experience with Mr. Ben van Sail. And this is a PE program, but the meeting with Mr. Ben van Sail, there was only white managers involved. I just want to mention it. Only white managers involved in a black business PE program. Okay, that's what it was with Mr. Ben van Sail. Then I also trying to engage with Mr. Sipel Maseko and via Black Business Forum. They sent one of the board members an email, which he has responded that they must send an email directly to Mr. Sipel Maseko. I also try to engage with all the managers, line managers, and we were linked to spokes. They link you to a manager and assessor and somebody that's with you in that they have to represent you and see that everything goes right in within this project. But none could have assisted me or would have listened to us. We were threatened so many a times. We were bullied. The things they said, the things that they have done to us, it's such an extent that we don't even want to hear this name Telkom Open Serve. We don't want to see these people. So that is my experience with Telkom and the history. Where we coming from, how we came onto this program. But I've got my other colleagues here with me. They will also engage. engage into the same topic. Okay, we will start with Darren Seaty.
Good morning, team. Name's Darren Seaty, as Mrs. Smith just mentioned there. Yes, we are from the technical side, of course, and as a technician, I can tell you already from the onset, I lost my house, all right, with immediate effect with the telecoms not keeping their side there. I've had to change vehicles, I had to downgrade, I had to give in my NP200 that I used to use. I have obtained one in the interim again, but nonetheless, Telkom had been operating in bad faith when they had promised various things with regards to jobs, the availability of work, etc. And yet they started cutting down on the work. They started cutting down on the work given to the IFTs, yet at the same time, their permanent staff were flooded with work. So all of a sudden, no work was coming. In fact, if it came, it came in drips and drabs. It came very slow. So they were withholding work from the IFTs, and they were not considering us. Telkom went into unilaterally deciding on certain things, such as the rates that they were paying us. Right, the rates all of a sudden dropped, yet our expenses remained the same. If anything, it increased. All right, so a whole lot of suffering were caused. I had made plans, of course, going into vehicle leasing deals. There was a standing lease period, and those expenses were expected of me. I brought home money that I had provided for my family with. And all of a sudden, all of that wasn't, I wasn't able to do that no more. My children, I had to change my accommodation. I had to change my children's funding for schooling, for simple schooling. I had to withhold the entrance to technicons, et cetera, because of the absence of funds. The Telkom, if we were to go back into the situation, the ADSL situation again, Telkom's infrastructure, being as old as it is, was on the downward spiral, so the infrastructure was in a bad state. And yet that was not considered. It was hit on the technicians, in that we lost big time, and later on we will divulge a little more with regards to that. But I just wanted to state my case from a technician's point of view, how the losses impacted directly on us as technicians. I thank you.
Thank you. Evelyn, according to you, you were the only two rep to make some presentation.
No, that wasn't the only two. I have seen through all the names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can they present?
Okay, the next one that will be presenting is JD. He's from? He's from Umzansi Broadband. Before we continue, I would like to know, does everybody have a clear understanding of how this project came about, how we got onto this project, and the promises that were made from Telkom?
I will give members to engage and advise you. We're still coming there. Once okay. You are in here, we must allow you to present, because we are here on behalf of our society, but we will have to engage and advise. Thank okay. you.
Thank you. JD will continue.
Good morning, honorables, and good morning to the whole team. This project, when it started, we looked up to it as an emancipation program of Black businesses. And then we were so excited, and the promises made. And in the first place, we were, the contract, the way it was made up to sound, it was like guaranteed amount of work for the duration of the contract. And all of a sudden, after the backlog, after the technicians have assisted with bringing down the backlog, all of this came to a standstill, and we started now having to compete with Telkom permanent employees for employment. And forgetting from Telkom side that now people have committed themselves into buying vehicles, people have committed into employing people to do the work and all of those things. And all of a sudden, the workload went down. Make matters worse, not only the workload went down, even the prices were slashed unilaterally for that matter. So it made life so miserable that I'm not blaming Telkom for people dying. I'm not blaming Telkom for people losing their houses and all of those things. But I'm thinking from where I'm standing, all of this can be attributed to some of this bullying and unilateral decisions that were taken. Because now all these expenses that people had to incur, the arrangements for vehicles, employing people and all of that, you cannot just one day wake up and tell people that employment is finished. You cannot just go back and say, I've brought back the vans and all of those things. You still have to pay because you've got an agreement with certain institutions. So Telkom started doing fiber work as well. And the fiber work, everybody was planning on a certain amount that was agreed on. And also on that part, all of a sudden it was dropped from one job would pay you up to 3,400 rand. And all of a sudden it went down to 1,500 rand. I'm just stating all these figures to make an illustration that you cannot drop prices from 3,400 to 1,500 and still expect on the 3,400, everything, the quality, the specs, everything on this side of 3,400 still has to be carried over onto the 1,500 pricing, which is practically impossible. That's now a reduction of the BOQ, the bill of quantities, by 56%. And then you still have to, your predator goes up, your maintenance on vehicles is going up, all of those things. And when you raise that, they say, it's either take it or leave it. That's how it has been. And I don't know if you want me to go into the desired outcome or will that come later. Okay, all right, thanks.
Thank you. Chair. I will continue. I will just do. I will just follow on that one. Okay. Like they have mentioned, reduction in the rates. Okay. Telkom gave us rates, and that was in 2016, and we were fine with those rates. But in 2017, Telkom reduced the rates. They reduced the rates, and they made changes in the service level agreement. We were not happy with the changes, and we complained about it. And they said, if you're not happy, you can take your things and go. And okay, I'm gonna tell you how the rights was reduced and why we're sitting in this position today, this complex situation today. Okay. Telkom started to penalize service providers for reasons beyond our control, such as acts of God, acts of nature, you can call it acts of nature. That is lightning, heavy floods, rain, wind, hail, vandalism, you name it. And they will not pay you
we're doing installations. We, at that time, we did installations for Telkom, ADSL installations. And what happened? If an installation fail within 7 days, you will go back to that installation, you will fix it at your own cost. It's your fuel, it's your time, and it's your material, in material. And in 2017, they move it to 30 days. Now, in within that's 30 days, if something happened to that to this client's line, you will be liable for that client's line to fix it at your own cost. Okay, irrespective of the nature of this thing, like I said, it's acts of God. We cannot prevent it. But if we go deeper, the root of the problem is the cables, the network. This is old age. Telkom make use of old age copper network and corroded copper network. And this is why where this fault is coming in. The cable is damaged, it's weak because of this corrosion. And now every single activity that happens, it's got an influence on the customer's line. So now you are liable if anything happens to that client's line, or to this client's phone, or let me say line, you will go back. It's indefinite. The time, the duration is indefinite. You can go back 20 times, 50 times. You will fix it at your own cost without Telkom paying you a cent. Even with load shedding, we can include load shedding. And also if the customer, if the fault lies with the customer unplugged the router, meaning you don't have if any. Your line is out of order now. Now Telkom will send the technician out to go and fix this fault. Or even they can just hook it with a broom and all that, the cable will come out and this fault will be reported to Telkom. And what happened? They will send the technician out. And the technician must go fix that fault at his own cost. Or let me rather say the company has to fix it at his own cost. And with this saying, if the client is liable or responsible for the fault, if the fault was on the client side, Telkom will charge the client for unnecessary call out. But the technician went out and we are not getting paid. We are not getting paid for this call out, but the money will go to Telkom. So Telkom's faults were fixed out of our cost. We have to pay all this cost now. And that is now for 30 days for something that we cannot prevent. It's something that it's out of our control. We cannot control any of this above the before mentioned activities. And this is why we're sitting in this complex situation. And like I said, they reduce the rates. I'm just going to give you an example. In 2017, okay, please hold it. How did I reduce the rate? And just to mention, from the 7 days to the 30 days, now Telkom saw that they can save money. they don't have to pay technicians. I mean, they don't have to pay. They don't have any expenditure on this faults that the clients reported. Now, for 30 long days, you will just go in. It's continuously, you have to go back, and just fix with your own money. Okay. And the rates has changed. In 2016, it was 790 rand. And they provided the material. Okay, the 790 rand we were paid to fix a fault. They provided the material. And in 2017, they reduced it to 620 rand. And they took away the material. They shifted us from incubation stage to maturity stage, despite the fact that the companies are not sustainable and without any consultation of companies, businesses, they didn't do any analysis to see if the company is growing or if we're making any profit. Not one company was visited during this time. Even if I have to mention the fact that we have complained this time already. And okay, we also signed a beneficiary agreement with Telkom, stating all the benefits in this beneficiary agreement, like the grants that they will help us with, vehicles, training, you name it. I will go into depth at a later stage during this discussion. But I would like Darian and JD also to add on to this.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Thank you again, team. Yes, indeed. These unilateral decisions to just drop the rate from initially the ADSL installation was 1,080, right? That was given per installation. And it just changed from the Telkom side to 620. It's almost a 50% drop, and your expenses remained the same. In fact, with the petrol prices increase after that day, your expenses went up instead of anything. A fault was indeed, as Mrs. Smith mentioned earlier there, was 790. Initially, and that rate dropped drastically to 560 as well. And in this, our technicians suffered because while the technicians were subcontracted to the IFTs, there was a massive loss incurred on this side, on the lower side here. And yet, Telkom expected the same output. Telkom expected of us to deliver and produce the same. As was mentioned, Mr. Smith mentioned it there, that things like natural disasters were out of our hands, load shedding and stuff like that. We are not ESCOM. We were not in charge of these load shedding. And then we had we would, for instance, connect an ADSL line, test it, even with the Telkom guys, test it, and then they would find that the job passes. But later on in the evening, Telkom system called Asia would test the line. And if there had been load shedding or whatever loss and everything, Asia wouldn't be picking up that line. So it would come back as a fail, which would then be requested of the technician to go back. And on that, you weren't paid. All right. The theft situation. The theft situation, which was also beyond us and our technicians. So in other words, what happened then was the technicians were still charged for this, all right? And the vandalism that happened, again, some stuff that were way beyond our control. We couldn't do anything with regards to that. and we had to carry on doing and providing a service. At the end of the day, the client looked at us and see that we are doing something that we don't seem to know what we're doing yet. The infrastructure, the network of Telkom was in tatters. The network of Telkom was so aged and ailing. Therefore, the lines couldn't remain as is. I would lay it right there for now, and perhaps later on go into a little more detail as well.
Thank you. I believe what we have presented now is enough. I would request that members deliberate on this petition. If I heard you well, this is the problem between you and Telkom, and it's a matter which has been there for a long time, since 2016. My worrying factor here is the issue of repossessing your property, disturbing a lifestyle in your families in relation with children failing to go to school. So to me, the problem is between you and Telkom, and it has got a lot of issues. But let me allow members to engage on this matter, because what you have presented up to so far, I'm convinced that there is a problem. There has been a problem, and there is still a problem. And what is it that we can do to advise you? Because as portfolio committee, we are working with other departments and analyzing your presentation, it seems as if this matter is a matter which is also include labor issues. So, but let me open it for discussion here. I want guidance on how best can we assist you. It's really painful. I'm quite emotional about what happened to you. Honorable members, because I'm looking at the time, we still have got other businesses after this. Yes, the presentation, although it was not on the screen, but while listening to all of them, there is one common issue, which is the issue of a relationship between Telkom and them. I don't know how were the agreements made, and why did Telkom decided to drop the rates and expect them to perform as if things are still normal again? Why are they put under pressure as if they are a matured entity? Meanwhile, they were there for progressive purposes, that they want to grow, but instead things were falling apart. And I don't think that this is one of our goals to can make our people suffer. Honorable members, let me give you a few minutes to engage. I know it's difficult if you don't have a document. I'm just quoting those things, and repeatedly, the issue of rates by Telkom, whether there was an agreement written down between memorandum of understanding between the two or the three, we don't know. Let me open it for discussion. You'll assist me to identify hands in this regard.
Yes, and Chairperson. Then we'll,
at the end, call our official. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. There's a hand.
Whose hand is up? Yes.
There's a hand from Honorable Kruger.
Yes.
Honorable de Villiers.
Yes.
I'm not sure who is Emma, but I don't know which member is the member. What? It's Emma Bato. And then there's
I want members this time.
Okay. It's a Honorable Baba Lamathulelo. So those are the hands of it.
All right. Honorable members, Honorable Member Kruger, can you come in?
Yes, thank you, Jay. Thank you for the opportunity. And Evelyn and your team, thank you for the presentation. Yes, we know each other since 2016, and we're struggling to sort out your problem with no sympathy from Telkom. And Ma'am Chair, this is a classic case of misusing, of a big corporate misusing small business. Mm-hmm. And they promise them the world and they give them a toilet to work with. So, Ma'am Chair, it's our mandate to look after the small businesses and make an example of Telkom, because we can't carry on like this. Many, and this company of Evelyn and Associates are not the only small businesses that get bullied by big business. It's all over the place. I mean, we're talking about payments. They refuse to do some payments. They pay in 60 days, which small businesses can't afford. And again, if we listen to the president's Sona speech, I mean, small businesses is the future. We must take this small business. And you know, this specific business is like a bird with a broken wing. And if we leave them, they will never fly again. Never. We must fix this wing. And Telkom must fix this. We can't carry on as business as normal. We're big business. Think that small business are to the benefit of them. And even if you listen to Ben, or I forgot about his surname, he's an arrogant man. And it's time that government show their teeth and sort out this arrogancy of big business. And as I said in the beginning, if the ombudsman was here by now, this problem would have solved. But unfortunately, we as the committee must act as the ombudsman now. And we must look after our small business and show South Africa that small businesses are very, very close to our hearts. And we must fix this, Madam Chair. And I won't rest until these businesses are fixed and Telkom is put back into their place and apologize and make things right with the small businesses. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Fogan. Honorable de Villiers.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you very much for the presentation from IFT companies and the various presenters. I just maybe want to ask one or two questions which they can answer afterwards, just for more context. I'm not a technical person, so I don't understand your industry that well. I would just like to understand where your company's set up. With the exclusive mandate of just serving Telkom, and that Telkom would be your only client, and that you can't reproduce those services to any other client. So I just want to understand, was there no opportunity for you to continue with the business and serve other clients as well? Or was it set up in such a way that Telkom could effectively only be your only client? So that's my first question. And my second question is, it's, you know, based upon the facts or the presentation, it seems to me that Telkom used a BEE program to set up an expectation with these small business owners that they will have sustainable and profitable businesses. And then after capital was invested, they turned around and basically proceeded to bankrupt these businesses with massive financial damage for each and every one of the presenters who spoke today. So my question is following on that. Have they pursued any legal, have they gone to the courts? Have they started any legal battles? Because it does seem to me, and I'm also not a legal expert, but it does seem to me like there's a very definite claim here, a financial loss, which can be pursued via the courts. So that's also just clarity that I would like to know. And then lastly, as a, I would like to just agree with my colleague, Honorable Kruger, that this is exactly why we as the committee need to speed up the process of the ombudsman and the new legislation, so that there is a mechanism for businesses like this to immediately declare a dispute and have the help of a ombudsman. I look towards us as committee and say, where are we with that legislation, and why has it not appeared again before us again, and how can we assist in getting that legislation moving quicker? And then lastly, I would just like to say that, one would wish that a company like Telkom, which, can I just add, is 40% owned by the government of South Africa. So for the 40% shareholder of Telkom, is the taxpayers of South Africa. One would hope that they would investigate something like this seriously and at least produce a report and at least engage with the beneficiaries or with the complainants. Whereas it seems to me like all that has happened was aggression and confrontational and washing their hands and saying, well, this is not our problem, it's your problem. Which is really disappointing. I would hope that Telkom would relook its position and maybe actively go on a fact-finding mission and see if they can honestly turn away from this and not without any responsibility. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable de Villiers. Honorable Babalo.
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members and the IFT companies. It's very disappointing to hear this news, but I think as this committee, we must commit that within 7 days, we should be on this matter. Either we visit the head office of this telecom or because my commitment is that as this committee, we need to go there or we need to hold this telecom to account within 7 days, because people can come here and present and tell us their grievances, and we take longer to solve their problem. In either way, we need to go there, guerrilla visit, go there. We're not playing. When it comes to small businesses, even if the president can undermine in however such a way, but us as these members of this committee, we can't allow that the small businesses to be bullied, and because the problem with these companies, they think as they celebrating this thing of private sector and what they think they are the ones who can do whatever they wish, so it can't be that we allow this. So in 7 days, Chair, let us commit to go and visit that particular telecom who did this, and we get facts there. We must meet these people, and the matter must be resolved in 7 days. We are not playing. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Babalo. King, do we have any other hands?
Yes, Chairperson, we've got Honorable Mtenjane. Honorable Jacobs, and then Honorable Kruger came back again.
Okay. Honorable Ntenjane, the stage is yours.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, once again. also greetings to my colleagues with compliments to the new year. Chairperson, this is very sad. This is one of the saddest situation in our country. It is always like this, especially when we have a government that is already deserting its people or her people. Now, this telecom issue, it's just the tip of an iceberg. There is a lot of things that is going on, even in state-owned entities like Eskom, if I'll mention, but a few. So what is happening here? It is an eye-opening for us as a committee that indeed this year, we must be seen working, we must hit the ground running, because there are many more other issues, especially issues that involve BEE. So, but as I said, Chairperson, these things start from our own government. If the president can come here and tell you stories of government not gonna do anything about anything, creating jobs and stuff, so only private business. So they've shifted the goal to private. We know, of course, we understand that government might be owning about 40% shares into telecom. But I can tell you, Chairperson, as you can hear from the people who are presenting this thing, the victims here, that tells you that our minister, the very minister, our present minister, she was still a minister on the other side. So as we say that she is failing, she has been failing, she is gonna fail us again, we can't put the trust on her. This problem started when she was a minister of that other side. Now she came here, these problems are following her. I wonder if she's gonna be able to sort out this problem, because it looks like she is a problem herself. She doesn't take this department serious as well. So she's supposed to be here now listening to the cry of these people here. Now, as a committee, we are a committee, yes, but this committee, it's a committee that belongs to this Department of Small Business. But you have a minister who's not serious, a minister who must go make sure that she makes sure that all this, her department is accountable for the people of South Africa. Because our government must do something for our people. It's far too long. We have been having crises like Corona and everything, but now here we are. We are sitting here with the government who doesn't take care of its own people, which is wrong, Chairperson. All I could say is that as a portfolio committee, let's hit the ground running this time. I agree with all my colleagues who spoke here before me that we need to take this thing serious, because this is just the tip of an iceberg. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for now.
Thank you. Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Chair. I think I want to start by just acknowledging the presentations from IFT. I think this is a very peculiar thing, because it was a petition and it was given to us by Parliament's leadership. And I think as a committee, we should have gotten the information beforehand. So I think I first want to acknowledge the presentations and the challenges that we heard about it. I think we actually do need to give Telkom and its agencies a right of reply. So it's unfortunate that our officials could not arrange that Telkom also come and give their side of the story. But I agree with members that we need, as part of our responsibility, when we get a problem, so I don't want to grandstand, let's start there. My fellow members of parliament can use this to point fingers, and that our job here is to listen, so we're listening. And now we need a responsive governance, a caring governance, and a governance that is prepared to identify the problem and see how we're gonna deal with it. So I'm in the business of trying to, let's find a way, because we need to get to the bottom of this. We've heard now the challenges. Now I think it's important that at this portfolio committee, we invite the relevant stakeholders to come and provide solutions. How are they going to deal with this? If OpenServe and Telkom does not resolve this matter, they need to summon the executive. And the executive is actually the Minister of Communications. So I think we need to give people the benefit of the doubt without saying that that our government has failed. I think part of our commitment is here is that we're not sure if this is an unfair labor practice or unfair business practice. We're not sure what the contractual obligations are between contractors and subcontracting. So for me, those are all issues. So I want to reserve a judgment and grandstanding politically on this matter until we get to the bottom of this. It's also unfair that this thing was sprung on us as members. We got this now with limited information. We got one side of the story. And I think part of our officials we must undertake here is to follow this up. And I agree that we must follow it up with the relevant. We must get right of reply from Telkom and from OpenServe. And then also the executive must account. So if this is a labor matter, Chair, we need to get legal advice. Are we the right committee to deal with this? Is it a small business matter? So we need to maybe consider getting this petition to the appropriate committees, either employment and labor. So I think those are some of the considerations that I have. So I want us as a committee chair under your guidance not to immediately go through this. We know the challenges that state-owned enterprises had. We know that state-owned enterprises were captured. We know that there was criminal enterprises happening and people used state-owned enterprises for for counter-revolutionary purposes and self-serving purposes. And our job here is to look at how do we correct that, ensure that this never happens again, and also protect the small business people. Because you see, all of us, we want a set aside, we agree that big companies like Telkom, like Eskom, like MTN, private sector even, like Pick and Pay, like Woolworths, like all the multinationals, if they are interested in helping us to deal with the job creation project, they must set aside, they must put in a program for localization, for local employment, local subcontractors, local entrepreneurs, local jobs, and also local businesses to be part of that process. So we must get this thing right. We must understand what the model is in Telkom, and we must get the executives to account on this matter, Chair. So I'm fully committed to let's get to the bottom of this. I want to acknowledge the challenges that workers are facing. I want to acknowledge the presentations of our colleagues that said now they can't put bread on the table. They have higher purchase costs and all of those things. It is typical of the challenges and the risks that small business have to take. Because, you know, if you are a Telkom boss or executive, you get your 100,000 a month salary anyway, irrespective. But it's these small entrepreneurs, it's these survivalists that take the biggest risk. So therefore, we must be more committed to championing the issues, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Babalu.
No, Chair, it's Honorable Kruger.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Honorable Kruger.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I can't help, or I agree with most of my previous colleagues, although I'm not here to politically grandstand. I'm here for the benefit of small businesses. Doesn't matter which political affiliation they got. So a member can't come and say the previous speaker are standing a grandstand politically. It's not like that. If you look at the date of that petition, Madam Chair, you will see it's more than 3 years now. I'm struggling to get this business to Parliament so that we can sort their problems out. And that's how slow government, and I'm not talking about the political party, how government, which we have to oversight, has oversight rights over, how government's wheels are turning to to the struggle of small businesses. And I agree with Honorable Jacobs. We need to get Telkom side. And we need to get the minister
of communication here to come and tell us what is really happening. Here we listen to one side, and it's not any other department's problem. This is small business matter. This is a small business matter, and this is where a company, a big business with a 40% share from the government failed our small businesses. And we must, and I agree with the 7 days, we need to act, and we need to act now. Get Telkom here. I mean, we don't have to wait another week for them to come here. We can summon them to Monday. I mean, we all on Zoom, so we can all make time to listen to Telkom, but we need to solve this problem. Evelyn and her associates are struggling too long now, and it's because of the slow wheels of government. Go and check the dates of the petition, please, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Mpenja.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I didn't want to disturb the speaker there, but I think the speaker is out of order. He's not a chairperson of this committee. You are the one who can rule me out if I was out of this topic here. And also one other thing. I did not come here. I did not deploy by him here so that he can tell me how I must talk here and what I must say. You must remember
I was still coming to that, Honorable Mtenjan. Can I hang on?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. He's not the chairperson of this committee. Must not come and bully us here and tell us how we must speak here. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable members, I appreciate the inputs from honorable members. Yes. As the portfolio committee, is our responsibility to make sure that the department we are looking after is accountable. That's the first thing I want to indicate. Secondly, I would like to invite our officials to guide us, because really any crisis which is happening in any area, when they write to us, we need to attend to it. I agree with Honorable de Villiers on the issues of pieces of legislation in this portfolio committee or in this department, and also to seek advices from legal expert, because really we are not legal expert. And I'll request our officials to assist us on that one and check those issues raised. Which department is responsible for this? To me, I agree with honorable members who are talking about communication. That's the first thing. Secondly, I agree with the issues of a ombudsman. Then again, we need to, because the legal expert will advise us, will be able to check. I think, according to me, there are certain issues, things which are supposed to be submitted to us, as other members have indicated, Honorable Jacobs, on the issues of contractual obligations. Again, I also agree with those who said we need also to listen to the other party. The old alternate patent principles must be applied, because if you hear the story from one side, you did not get the other side, you happen to be misled. But this is something which is difficult. And if this matter is related to labor issues, we need to make sure that the relevant department is taken on board, because on labor issues, we can't zoom in, but on issues of bullying, we need to protect our people. I think we'll have to go together with those departments mentioned, the Department of Communication, Department of Labor, and also to check with our colleagues here. They are quoting 2016 up to date, and the issue of legality, as Honorable de Villiers has indicated, how far has this matter been taken legally or what, so that we are clear. But listening to them, this is really
the bullying issue. Secondly, undermining our people. And thirdly, thinking that people, if they're a private sector, no one will touch them. There is no such private sector is there to create jobs for us, but not to, to bully our small business. So let me allow our officials to advise us before Evelyn respond to questions. The one who questioned is Honorable de Villiers. He wanted some clarity like I'm doing. Gumede and Ngabisa as well as King, I don't know who's going to assist us on this matter.
Chairperson,
and
maybe.
Then before they respond, I believe the past 2 years we're working very, very harmoniously. I will still continue requesting members to respect each other. Even if a member has said something, you might talk to that particular member alongside this meeting, but I don't want us to politicize this portfolio committee. I have been consistent in doing that. So I believe Honorable Mtenjana sentiments carries much water, because if we'd like to respond to each other while speaking, we'll lose the point. So my humble request to all honorable members, let's stick to our principle. I said that this is a portfolio committee of honorable members who have been voted by their constituents, and I'm not evenly undermining any member, whether that particular member in parliament has got one vote, one seat or what. We are working as the collective. So that's my request. Moving forward, let's stick to that. I believe, Honorable Mtenjana, I've addressed this matter properly. Gumede, the stage is yours. Then we'll request. Yes.
It's King here. Yeah. I think before maybe official can respond, there's still a hand between of Buka and Honorable Matulele.
But I don't want them to talk about what I have ruled on now. If ever there are new issues, I will allow them, because I'm making this ruling to make sure that there is harmony in this committee. Honorable Kruger.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I don't want to carry on whatever you said. I just want to agree with you, but we mustn't let this ball, or we mustn't let this ball fall out of our hands. If we think it's a labor issue, then the labor, we can have a committee meeting with labor. We mustn't just send this petition out to labor or to Telkom or to communications. We need to take charge of this issue. And if we need to speak to communications, then that committee we can have a meeting with communications, or we can have a meeting with labor and sort this out. But we must be the champions of this issue and solve this issue, because it's not a labor issue, it's not a communications issue, it's a small business issue. And it's an issue of bullying, of corporate bullying small business. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. I think we are in one page, you and me. But what I was saying is that there are legal issues which needs to come in so that they advise us. And I agree with you. If ever they are, that's why I'm speaking about the odi alteram principle to be applied, and also to check other relevant stakeholders, portfolio committees in this matter. So we will have to take that in, and it's not a new thing. We used to do that. So that at the end of the day, we must not champion things which we are going to leave at the end, but we need to move together. That's why I said we'll move together with them, whether other issues relates to this portfolio committee or not. I think we're in one page, you and me. Honorable Babalo.
Oh, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Also, I was going to say, we know we can't call our community and come here as members of parliament and say that we don't know if we are the ones who must preside over this issue. We know that we are the ones to, in the near future, because we can't wait for more than or for longer time to resolve issues like this one. Maybe in the near future, we must have someone or a legal advisor in our things, like, because these people, they don't just come. They firstly write a letter and they state what the kind of this the issue is. So if we see that the matter before we sit here, if we see that the matter needs a legal advisor, we must have those stakeholders in our meetings. We must have them so that they listen with their capacity of this thing, because it will take longer. People won't trust us anymore if we take longer and we say, when they come before us, we call them that on this date, you must come and present. We are holding a meeting and we are going to listen to you. No, because there's this thing, there is a letter first, they write down and they explain what is happening. Then when we see at the committee, before we call them, in whatever, in the near future, in whatever issue that is brought before us, we must check what merits and what are the things that are involved there. Then we involve all the stakeholders. I'm surprised that even that telecom is not with us here. It's undermining even us by doing so, because it should be the telecom as well in the meeting scheduled for issues like this. They must tell us what happened, their side, tell us their side on the same time, because this has been happening. We must be a solution in a very short period of time. As we said, we commit in 7 days. We are going to help these people in whatever way. We are happy to hear their side on legal and whatever it is. But when it's brought to us, even that legal, as members of parliament, the legal side also, we must push. And if it's in us, it's in a good, relevant place to be, because we are the one as well who put those things of legal issues and everything. So we are here to give, to take it forward as members. We take it with a very short period of time. There's no time to wait. If a person has got an issue with a department and is belonging to small business, it's not an issue to us to take a longer and involve everyone. And we use our capacity as members and do it. If it's a legal matter or what, they must be stakeholders of the first meeting, so that our people, they go with a tangible thing that no, they said they are going to start to go to legal space or labor and check. No. It can't be like that. Now, we mean business, Chairman. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Babalo. That's why I'm saying let us allow our officials to work and clarify how this matter came to be, because we have been mandated by Parliament from the Office of Chair of Chairs. So even if there are issues which we would like to deal with, we need to take that route. But let me not take their responsibility and allow them just to clarify some of the certain things, so that we are clear, all of us, when we move out. I said we are going to move.
Unmute, Chair.
Relevant, but the relevant stakeholders need to be taken on board. For example, if this is also related to labor issues, we need to take them on board. If this is also related to communication, that's why I'm saying after, they will have to answer questions from Honorable de Villiers, even from myself, because we want to know the background
what is it that happened in between? Because the issue of dropping rates, Ibonagala is something which people have moved out from the agreement. At the end of the day, other people are suffering. They are now bankrupt. And how do we assist them? And how do we push that telecom need to be responsible for all those misses? I think that's what we're trying to say. Smoo, can you come in?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members. Chairperson, I think members themselves are now giving us a guidance on how we should approach this particular issue going forward. Chair, maybe just for the benefit of the members, Uking will correct me. This petition first went to the Portfolio Committee on Communications, if I'm not mistaken. The delay may be because it started there before it was being diverted to us, this particular Portfolio Committee. So, Chair, I think you are right if you say the IFTs must also give members of this committee further information. In fact, Chair, we are going to write to Mrs. Smith to request further information. For instance, it's very difficult, Chairperson, to advise when we have not seen or read the contracts that was entered into by the IFTs and Telkom, and whether if we say Telkom, are we really talking about Telkom or are we talking about OpenSafe? So that one, Chair, is very important. Then from our side as a secretariat going forward, once we have collated all this information that we are going to request to IFTs, we will then request an audience with Telkom. I was of the thinking earlier on that maybe we can schedule a meeting with Telkom during the second term, but if members are agreeable to us meeting, even maybe outside of the normal working hours, of which looking at the amount of work that we have as a committee, we might consider doing that. I've seen Scopa as well. They are meeting this morning at 9:30. They are meeting this evening again at 6:30 to make sure that they run through all the issues. This committee, Chair, if agreeable to members, we can also look at that as the secretariat, go back to Telkom and request an audience with them. As soon as they are available, we communicate to members, we schedule a meeting, we sit down. It can happen, as Honorable Matulela insists, that it should be done within 7 days. So if that is agreeable, we can. But Chair, from our side, we still need from our colleagues in order to make sure that we are dealing with the issues that touches the issues that involve small businesses. Because I indicated earlier on that I saw on the notification that we received from Mrs. Smith, that there was a reference, for instance, to unfair labor practice. You know, so we need that clarity, Chairperson. Otherwise, we are disadvantaged. It's a bit difficult for us to engage, to advise going forward. But key thing going forward, Chair, would be to invite Telkom to come and present their side of the story to a portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Smoo. I think we're in agreement, all of us, that this matter needs to be handled urgently. So the issue of 7 days is agreed to. What is important is for you to do the rest. And I believe we won't have any problem because this matter is serious. It touches our hearts, all of us, to can make sure that Telkom come and give us audience. But at the same time, Evelyn, Mrs. Smith, must give us further information. So with this one, we'll leave it to you, our secretariat, and the issue of proposing dates with those other stakeholders need to be urgent. I don't think that we can be harmed if we at one day we have our meeting at early at late hours. I don't think that it will assist us to achieve what we want to achieve. So you have summarized it properly, and I'm in agreement. I believe members are also in agreement. But there were two issues which were asked by Honorable de Villiers, wanted just clarity from Mrs. Smith. I will now give her the opportunity to respond to that on issues of legal matters. Again, the task of us having pieces of legislation to assist was also raised. And I agree that we need to be champion of this because our responsibility to defend our small businesses. Honorable
Chair, sorry to interrupt you, Chairperson. Just to make sure, Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just to make sure, Mabato's hand was up. Could there be a member using Mabato's?
I don't know that member.
Just to make
sure. I want clarity, because if I'm talking to members, I'll be talking to members. If I'm talking to company, to our delegation, I'll be talking to our. So I want clarity. Who's that one? Because we need also to safeguard who's in and who's not.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes,
Mabel.
I wanted to say it's Honorable Kenjane in a problem. Ne gadget yake then has borrowed someone's gadget.
Okay.
Clarity. Thank you.
That's what I asked, and then he refused, because I also tried to engage him. I saw that when he was talking, it was indicating it's Mabat.
We need to safeguard this, and the honorable members must declare which gadget are you using, because at the end of the day, it will be for me to request a administration to take you out. But if you indicate such an incident, we'll accept, because these meetings are safeguarded. Need security, etc. But thanks for that clarity, Honorable Mabal.
Sorry, Ma'am Chair. Just on that matter, I think this committee meetings is open for the public in any case. So we must just regard that we don't seem that we have this meeting confidentially. This is open for everybody to attend. Thank you.
Even if it is open, I agree with you. I was a speaker. I know all the rules. But a member cannot just come and participate without the protocol issue. I agree with you on that. Thank you. Ms. Smith, can you respond on those two issues? I think it was one question related to you.
Yes. Yes, as I can remember, it was a legal action. We didn't take that route because we didn't have any money to pursue the matter.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Honorable members, I think we have deliberated a lot on this matter. Way forward is that we need to call those other stakeholders urgently so, and stick to our date of 7 days proposed by Honorable Babalo, that shows commitment to all members. So we'll leave this one with our officials, and also to get more information from you, Ms. Smith, to our officials, so that when we deliberate with Telkom, we have got a full understanding of what transpired, how was your agreement by then, and why all of a sudden along the way, they were chop and changes. And that's why the issue of labor comes in. And you were not paid. Sometimes payments were changed according to the agreement. It was not followed. So these are the things we want to gather so that when we engage with them on your defense, we'll have to ask them questions. So on this topic, I think we have exhausted it. I would like to thank our delegation and allow them to leave the meeting so that we proceed with the agenda of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you. Braking, can you flag the agenda again for me, for us?
Chairperson, while Braking is flagging the agenda, can I come in, please?
Yes.
I have another request, in fact, it's the same request, Chairperson, to the honorable members, that I'm assuming this is not going to be a once-off event where we hold meetings over and above the scheduled time at 9:30. For instance, Honorable Jacob spoke earlier about the issue of the integration of CIDA-CIFA and CBDA. The issue of the review of the Business Act, the review of the Small Enterprise Act, and finalization of the Ombuds Bill, which has been on the agenda of the department for quite a while. I believe on those ones also, Chairperson, we can schedule meetings even beyond the ones that we have on this program that has been adopted, in order to make sure that we run with the issues that are gradually becoming urgent. You know, issues of policy and legislation, they are long, Chairperson. The sooner they come before the agenda of the portfolio committee, the better. So I'm assuming, Chair, this is won't be the once-off event where we engage Telkom on this issue. We can also schedule other meetings as we go along. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I think we have granted that it will depend, and since it comes from us members, it will depend on the issues on the table. I don't think that there is a problem, but thanks for that. Then the next item is consideration and adoption of committee minutes. Can you take us through? Page one. Page two, I'm speaking about corrections. Page three. Page four. Move it fast. Minutes have been read. You say you've circulated them to us. We're not reading them. We're checking corrections. No correction. Move to the next page. Nothing. Move. Thank you so much. Can I have a mover for the adoption of this minutes, honorable members? Can I have a mover, honorable members?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of this minutes.
Thank you. Any seconder?
While everybody is resting, Madam Chair, I will second.
You have been active. Continue being active until to the end of the meeting. Thank you so much. Can we go back to the agenda? Minutes have been duly adopted. I think the last item is closing remarks. Honorable members, thank you so much. And also to our delegation, although it was a painful session, really, I'm emotional. But thank you so much for your contributions. Let's try to build this country. Let's commit ourselves as public reps to make sure that we don't leave any stone unturned. We're looking forward to meet with communication as well as with Telkom, and also to get more information from IFTs to can be able to engage with the two departments. But all in all, the meeting went well. And let's go and prepare for the next session at 2 o'clock. Thank you so much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings, everybody.
Thank you, Chair.
Bye-bye. Geniet julle middag. Sien julle in die huis.
Recordings.